Harlequin Intrigue and Harper Audio present Dangerous Recall by Tyler Ann Snow. Performed by Michael Dean. Dear reader, I'm so excited to be able to share Mac and Aiden with the world. I've always wanted to showcase a pure, fun love between two male characters, and I'm beyond honored that Harlequin gave me the opportunity. Mac and Aiden have been living in my heart for years as the quiet bodyguard of mystery and the stylish hacker who is loudly himself. My favorite part about them, though, is how I pictured them before I ever had a plot. Mac always had his arms crossed over his chest, frowning and very much looking like he didn't want to be wherever he was, while Aiden was excitedly talking about something or other. Yet Mac never complained. In fact, good luck to anyone who tried to make him leave Aiden's side. And honestly, it was that simple, content feeling when I thought of them that made me want to see this dynamic couple use their differences as strengths while solving a dangerous mystery and while falling in love. I'm so grateful I can share them and their story with y'all. I hope you enjoy Dangerous Recall. Happy reading. Tyler Ann Snow. Chapter 1. The nameless park, a mile past the town crossroad, was hands down the quiet pride and joy of the town of Willow Creek. It wasn't much. There was no playground equipment, no intricate flower beds, no fountain or centerpiece that sparkled or stood out. But the greenery surrounding the half-acre plot of land more than earned the love of the town. It was called magic by most, a godsend by a few, because no matter what was happening in a person's life, the park always seemed to spare a moment of peace to those who visited. There was no rhyme or reason to it, no town lore or rumor that made it so. Yet there wasn't a local who hadn't gone there at one time or another looking for some slice of soothing, which made the body found buried next to the big, knotted and knobby oak tree near the end of the simple walking path a shocking discovery, and honestly, a shame to boot. The park's peace had been invaded. That was to speak nothing of the man murdered and hidden there. Malcolm Atwood squatted down to get a better view of the makeshift grave. He was wearing the clothes he'd come from the airport in, and was regretting not changing into something more comfortable before his way too early morning flight. He'd been in town less than a half hour, and now he was staring at a dead man while wearing slacks and shining shoes. It made an already not right situation feel even more so. Max sighed out long and drew the attention of the young deputy standing a few feet from them. He'd already caught her flinch at the blood-soaked earth. It was her first homicide, he'd guessed. It was not Ray Dearborn's first. Medical examiner by day, childhood friend of Max since first grade, Ray had been at the feet of a dead body before. However, what was a first was calling Mac in to see it, too. "Usually when I come back into town, you're offering me a drink." "Not the dead," he said, crouching to get a better look at the partially uncovered man between them. Mac guessed he might not have been found so soon had it not stormed the night before. The ground around them had been washed out by the rain. "I also think you've forgotten that my job revolves around protecting the living. This is a little out of my bounds." Ray stopped whatever notes he'd been taking on his clipboard and tried to be cheeky. "Maybe this is my way of forcing you to be social," he said. Mac snorted, because it wasn't exactly outside the scope of what Ray might do. The saying that introverts don't make friends, they only get adopted by extroverts, was an accurate way to describe how their relationship started. Now, in their early 30s, that dynamic hadn't changed. "Considering you know where I live and what time I was coming in today, I'm guessing this isn't a social call." Mac met his friend's eye. "Tell me." Ray let out a sigh that rivaled Max. He at least managed to look apologetic before he spoke again.
"The almighty—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?